The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Okay, Pete, so the time has come to talk about five free agent tight ends. Now, tight end, not the most glamorous position in free agency. And so we were kind of kicking around a few ideas. Some were really terrible at how to discuss this. We wanted to have some fun. And ultimately, we wanted to have fun because I'll just be straight up with you, Pete. I think you're a neat guy. I think you're swell. I think you're hip. And so there's a lot of synonyms for that word. One of them, like to describe how, you know, generally appealing someone is. And one of them is tight, right? You ever say that? Like, you know, man, that's tight.
Right.
No, meaning like that's cool. Mm-hmm.
That's tight.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're talking about tight ends. That's tight, man. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through five names, and Pete is going to grade the coolness level of them in terms of their how highly they should be valued as prospects by NFL teams with a synonym for the word tight.
Right. So Pete, here we go. You want me to run through them, or are we?
Well, we're going to go one at a time. We're not going to give everything away all at once. I mean, okay. You know what I mean? Here we go. I think premier tight end available, and this is the only one that I would, if we're assuming, you know, Zach Ertz should be available, this is the only one I would argue that could be above him.
I do want to get to this first name, but I want to make an interesting point here that I thought of this morning, and it fascinated me, and that's this, RJ. It's easier in the NFL to have an elite quarterback than it is an elite tight end, because there are more elite quarterbacks than elite tight ends. So this is really, to me, the true luxury position of the NFL. And the guys we're talking about today are not elite tight ends. I mean, that's just the market that's available, but they're okay.
Right. This is the only name that I would maybe place above Zach Ertz if we're ranking Zach Ertz within these five. But, you know, if you don't want to, that's fine. Mm-hmm. What is your synonym for tight for this particular tight end? Los Angeles Chargers tight end, either present, formerly, you know, futurely, whatever. Yeah. Hunter Henry.
Yeah, so he's the closest we're getting to the ultimate, and that's damn, that's tight. And I again, to me, he's close. I'll give it to him because we need to give it to somebody. And Hunter Henry, 26 years old, to me, without a doubt, the top tight end in this class. Still a tier two guy. I would say lower tier two. I have him lower than Ertz. I would rather have Ertz at this point. He bounced back nicely from a torn ACL in 2018. I'm curious to see what he can do with Justin Herbert. Henry was top 10 in receptions in 2020, actually number 8 on the list. The Chargers franchise tagged him for 2020. Could do it again for around $12.7 million, but we don't anticipate that to happen with the great big Donald Parham waiting in the wings, 6'8", giant. He's like a pro wrestler there. A lot of people think Henry will stay with LA, but he has been, I guess, on record or has talked and I think is eager to become a free agent, similar to what we saw with your boy, J.J. Watt.
Jonnu Smith of the Tennessee Titans, 4 seasons now played in Nashville, coming, you know, off of a respectable year, has gone over 400 yards each of the last 2 seasons, had 8 touchdowns in 2020. That might be what gets him paid. We've seen that happen often in the NFL.
Yeah, you got Smith here, 25 years old. He averages 6.8 yards after the catch. What's interesting is Travis Kelce's top seasons have been around 5.5 or 5.6. So 6.8 is pretty good. George Kittle, if you want to compare, had 9.9 in that 2018 season, 6.2 in 2020 in injuries. Feels like someone is going to overpay for this guy. That's just the feeling that I have.
They're paying for those touchdowns.
And it's going to end up being a poor man's tier one guy that you think maybe could develop into that. He isn't. He had a nice start in 2020, but tapered off in an offense to me with A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, Derrick Henry, Anthony Firkser. And so, I mean, you have those guys around you, and now you're going to go to a team where you're expected to be one of the go-to targets. And he's not a great pass blocker. He had a terrible PFF grade in that. And I think about a draft pick or Jonnu, right? What would you rather do here? Well, a draft pick is likely not to cost you as much as money as this is. And it's probably going to get you, in my mind, similar production. And so because I think someone is going to overpay for Smith, I'm going to give him a meh.
Wow.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.